Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike D'Attilio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, the skipper of the LSU Tiger baseball team, Jay Johnson. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Congratulations. Moving on to the Super Regionals. And one question for you, and you've been doing this a while, and there's always moments in time for a young player. And you had a lot of guys really kind of take their game to where they had to be Monday night. But Cason Evans, freshman, that was the ring of fire around him when he got in there. Nothing was really going right. But to pitch the way he did, 12 strikeouts, 9 strikeouts in a row, 6 innings, gave up only 4 hits, 1 run. That, for me, and I've done this a while, is about as impressive a performance under pressure for a freshman as I've seen for LSU baseball.
Yeah, and good to be on with you guys talking about more baseball this week. And one of the main reasons we have to thank for that is Cason Evans. I'm not surprised. I'm the least surprised person. You know, it was a big recruiting win. Everybody in the country wanted him. We worked really hard to get him. We worked really hard to get him through the professional draft and get him to come to college. And then, you know, it didn't take long in the fall to see this guy was going to be really important for us and what we're doing. And obviously was spectacular on Monday night. And, you know, we did kind of hold him on Sunday because if we needed length and needed a performance like that, I was confident he could give it to us. You know, had we been up 5-2 in the fifth or the sixth on Sunday, we would have rolled him out there. But glad we had him available for Monday, and he did a great job.
Now, Coach Johnson, how do you figure this out? Is this just instincts or a gut feeling, strategic moves that all of a sudden, you know, let me mix up the batting lineup. I mean, I don't know. I watch baseball, but you look at your expertise, and let me mix things up a little bit. Then you put your two-hole hitter. You put in Ethan Frye. I mean, it was unbelievable. And then Derek Curo to lead off, Steve, Milam and Milam and all that. Look at it. How do you figure that out? Who's batting where?
Well, a lot goes into that. This year, actually, I've been probably more consistent with the order than any year of my coaching career. And we've been a very consistent team. I do feel like we needed to do something. And frankly, it wasn't really complicated. It was Ethan had been taking great at bats. Steven had been taking great at bats. Get them up in front of Danny Dickinson, you know, who had hit 2 homers against Little Rock in the first game of the regional. So obviously he was a threat for them. Jake Brown, obviously, we felt like was a good matchup for the starting pitcher. And then Jared Jones, you know, kind of hiding him a little bit in the 6-hole. If those guys in front of him did their job, maybe Little Rock would lose track of him a little bit. And he's obviously a huge homer. you know, the swing of the game, you know, tied with Ethan Frye's, you know, bases clearing double in the fourth. And then you're looking at, like, you got Luis Hernandez down in the eight hole. That's about as good an eight hole hitter as you right. could have. So we just kind of worked on it on Monday morning and felt like it flowed good. It flowed right. And it certainly did. And it flowed right because the players executed good at bats and did their jobs.
Now, Coach Johnson, looking at Braswell, a veteran that he is, coming over from South Carolina, shortstop, now at third base. How do you distinguish? Is it a feel at third base, or is it more Braswell because of the defense, or when you're looking for more offense, or do you substitute and you have, like, a designated hitter or whatever? How does that come about as far as that strategy?
Well, it just depends. I mean, Michael's been a really good player for us for 2 years. He does play great defense. That night, it was imperative to start him out there, you know, because we thought with Zach, they would hit the ball on the ground to the left side a lot. And you love having him over there. Having two shortstops on the left side of the field has been great for us. We've played great infield defense this year. Michael's been a big part of that. But we do have some bats, you know, sitting there on the bench that have had success for us. When you're talking about Ashton Larson and Josh Pearson, and we can kind of deploy them where we need to. And we had a spot the other night before Ethan's big double. Ashton drew a walk right there to extend the inning to get it back to the top of the order. And then Derek drew a walk, and then it set the stage for Ethan. So we just have versatility with our team and kind of try to put them in spots to be successful.
You know, Coach Johnson, you bring up Zach, and what's up? I don't know. It's kind of like, boy, going from the penthouse to the outhouse, not outhouse to the penthouse, and that all of a sudden he was considered one of the, looking at the regular season, one of the SEC's best relievers, and then he's experiencing command issues as of late. Is that just because he's in a funk and maybe he comes out that funk? Because I know you have confidence in him, or he wouldn't have been having those opportunities at the beginning of the season.
Oh, no, he's one of our best pitchers. He can't be a first-team All-SEC performer without being good and having a great year. And, you know, sometimes baseball's like that. And credit Little Rock. They were a hot team. They were taking good at-bats and did a good job the other night. I have full faith in Zach, and we'll definitely need him this weekend, and we'll definitely need him in Omaha, you know, should we advance past this weekend to win a national championship.
Now, Coach Johnson, I remember when you first came on board, you know, when you leave the Arizona Wildcats, and look at Arizona now in the Big 12, the first Super Regional since 2016. I think you remember that. But then, it's, I don't know, you know, who are they playing for? UCLA now in the Big 10. And then you look Arizona, Big 12. I still think of the Pac-12 on that. And, you know, in the first time since 2019 in the Supers, I believe they got knocked out by Michigan, the number one national seed back then. But look, I remember when you came to LSU and you look at the pitching, we had a bunch of right-handed pitchers. And I don't know if you've, I mean, maybe you can enlighten me, but I don't know if I've ever witnessed this. Look at the left-handed stud pitching we have in college baseball. The Super Regionals will feature three left-handers who are projected as the number two, number three, number four picks in the Major League Baseball draft. This is according to MLB.com, a writer, Jim Calise, if I'm pronouncing that right. You look at Liam Dole with Tennessee. You look at Kate Anderson with LSU. And then you look at Florida State's Jamie Arnold. I mean, have you ever seen that early projected going in the Major League Baseball draft that high, those three lefties? That's 2, 3, and 4. That's about as good as it gets.
Yes, and thank God the Tigers have Kate Anderson as well, I'll say to that. And I really like the games when I'm writing his name in the lineup card going out there to start the game. And it's no secret, baseball hasn't changed in terms of what winning baseball is, and it starts on the mound and really ends on the mound. And, you know, Kate's one of the best in the country, as are Jamie Arnold and Liam Doyle. And, you know, all three of us have a chance to win this weekend and get to Omaha and compete for a national championship because of those three pitchers. And I think it speaks to what college baseball has become. It's become a great training ground for Major League Baseball. And there's more interest in the college game now than ever. And I just think better guys are postponing their pro career to spend time at at schools like LSU, and that's awesome.
Now, Coach Johnson, you think you see more of this? Because I was like, whoa, I'm kind of shocked. Looking at ACC and the SEC, I still think it's two of the best conferences. Obviously, the teams that are going to move on. But you look at Murray State, and then all of a sudden they upset Ole Miss. And then to me, they got to me it was like, okay, a directional school. It's like your little brother whipping your ass. I mean, University of Texas, San Antonio, the Roadrunners beat their big brother with back-to-back days, and they went 3-0 against them this season. I mean, I guess the Texas Longhorn alum, they can't be too happy with that. But you think you'll continue to see that in the future? Because I was like, whoa, that to me was shocking. Because that's right in your backyard, you know, when you're alum and you hang out and all that. And they go, all I know is we 3-0 against y'all, the Roadrunners versus the Longhorns. And then obviously with the race with Murray State did to Ole Miss. But to me, right there in your backyard, UTSA in Texas, that's very humbling.
Well, UTSA is a legit team. And they're old, they're athletic, they're strong, they have good bullpen. You know, and just because they're not in the SEC or the Big 12, you can kind of see that coming a mile away, and not just necessarily beating Texas, but a team that was very capable of winning a regional this year. So, you know, if you're just a casual fan and you just look at the names of the schools, you would go like, oh my goodness, what
right.
happened? But that's a real team. I mean, they have a legitimate chance to be in Omaha. And, you know, if we advance and they advance, they're on our side of the bracket, and they'll be a challenge. And, you know, they're very well coached. Coach Hallmark is a good coach, and they're a very confident team right now, too. And if you get good players that are confident and playing aggressive this time of year, that's a really good formula.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You know, Coach Johnson, looking at SEC and the power that they have, you know, they only advanced four of the record 13 tournament teams to go to the Super Regional. But you look at past history, and you can see why they're the most powerful conference. Now, you've produced the last five national champions, 10 of the last 15, and have had a team in 14 of the last 15 college World Series finals. So that speaks volumes right now. But when you look on paper, man, the ACC ain't too bad, considering they have five teams going to Super Regional.
No, they're good, too. And it has been an interesting tournament. I am very surprised that we only had four teams advance because of going through the schedule, but kind of a double-edged sword because, you know, it's 11 weeks of a pretty stiff and intense grind. And if you don't come out of that in the right mental space and you're in a double elimination tournament, you can get beat. And I think that's what happened a little bit this weekend. It's why we don't take a lot of risks as far as throwing off after it took me about 30 minutes of watching Little Rock of like, okay, we're going to start Anthony Orcade. We're not going to look past this game. And I look pretty smart, you know, based on that Little Rock played, you know, in this regional. I just think there's a lot of good teams. Baseball is different, you know, football and basketball, the team that's more talented is going to win 90% of the time. Baseball is a little different that way. Team that plays the best that day.
Coach, you brought it up earlier in the interview about Luis Hernandez, and he hit you two solo home runs. But if you go into baseball park and you say, okay, how many of you guys want to play catcher? They ain't got a lot of hands go up, okay? It's not the glamour sort of spot. And I look at it the same way I look at playing center in football. That's not a lot of guys that want that responsibility of not only the physical grind of it, but that's a mental part of this game too. So kind of tell the average fan how difficult it is to play that catcher position. And, okay, that's not one that you got 50 people you picking out of. That's just an elite group of guys that can play the catcher position as well as what Hernandez can.
No doubt about it. One of the greatest things that's happened to this program and this team this year is that we have Luis Hernandez on our team. Obviously, he's such a great competitor, big-time clutch factor, obviously, as we saw on Monday night, and how he's handled our pitching staff, how he's worked in a way to be like a servant of our pitchers. He's made those guys better, kind of good at bats, and he's a Hall of Fame human being. And at that position, you need a high character guy or you're going to have a hard time as a team. And I'm very thankful for Luis and excited to see him keep going like he did on Monday night.
Now, Coach Johnson, West Virginia coming to town, you almost played them last year. Considering the Mountaineers and their baseball program. I was just reading about them. It looks like not really jacking home runs. They're playing a lot of small ball. So what can you tell the fans about West Virginia? I know the Saints went to the Greenbrier and had training camp in West Virginia because it wasn't too hot in the summer. Well, I can tell you what, it's going to be hot at 1 o'clock come Saturday afternoon. So I think that should benefit the Tigers versus the Mountaineers, but what can you tell the folks about West Virginia coming to town?
Yeah, very good team. Had an outstanding season, Big 12 champions, great record. A couple really good starting pitchers, couple really good bullpen pieces. They definitely have an identity as a team on offense. You got to get that leadoff guy out for sure because they like to bunt, they like to run, cause a lot of chaos. They're aggressive with their swings, towards mistakes, and they're good when they get rolling. And so it's going to be real important we get that leadoff man out each inning and not let them do what they want to do.
Coach, would a player like Jared Jones, who's going to be playing in the major leagues real soon, but everybody goes through slumps if you play baseball. How much of a sigh of relief, okay, he pops off the home run and sort of kind of seals the deal, the two-run homer, but you almost felt for him because he was really struggling. I think that was his first extra base hit since the South Carolina series. And you can tell when guys get in a slump, it's not so much maybe the mechanics, but also between the ears.
Yeah, and Jared's a great player, has been a great player. He's been a great leader for this team and wants to contribute and help us win and get to Omaha and all these types of things. And he's one of the most dangerous hitters in the country. So he's a guy that always has a target on his back. He gets pitched differently, gets pitched tougher. And I was really happy for him, really proud of him. He's put in the work that day to make sure he was right for the game. And he was, and that was a big deal for us. So proud of him and excited to get him rolling this weekend.
Coach Johnson, you kind of mentioned it with West Virginia and getting the leadoff man out. We've talked to a bunch of different reporters kind of previewing that matchup, and everyone kind of says the same thing, that they like to muck it up, and they like to get runners on and steal bases and earn, you know, the hit-by-pitches and the walks, and they don't have the most pop in the bat, but they're a team that hits 300 at the plate, and so that's just what they want to do offensively. So it's going to be a real big weekend for your defense, which has been so excellent all year long.
Yeah, no question. They do a good job with what they do. And it's old and veteran hitters. They were in a super regional last year, so this isn't foreign territory for them. So they play with a lot of confidence, and you know, getting the leadoff man out, holding runners, pitchers fielding the position, making sure you get an out on a bunt, playing very clean fundamental baseball with the infield defense going to be really important to keep them held down.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Really appreciate it, and God bless you. You kept my summer rolling a little bit longer. You know, when you guys win like this and extend into June, man, you give us content and everything else. And I know for Tiger fans, I got a neighbor like that. He says there's only two seasons in the year. Football season, baseball season, well, nothing else.
And you know, Mike and Coach Johnson, you know what I tell people? I go, what, the north, south, east, west, all around the country. And I go, well, we don't have a major league team, but our major league team is the LSU Fighting Tigers. You know,
right.
The Astros, and you got the Rangers and all that. Maybe you go on a vacation in the summer. But I'm telling you, you got the New Orleans Saints, LSU football, and LSU baseball is like our major league team.
Well, let's keep you talking about the Tigers next week and talking about a trip to Omaha.
All right.
All righty, Coach. Hey, hope to talk to you next week then. That'll work.
Sounds great.
Thanks
hey,
so
guys,
much.
Have a great night.
All righty. The skipper of the LSU baseball team, Jay Johnson.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.